East Coast Radio.
All right. I want you to think back to when the lights were on you. Mm-hmm. The room staring at you. Your heart's pounding. Your palms are sweaty. The clicker's in your hand. And you are about to step up. Nah, there's no turning back this time. In front of you, your work colleagues, your boss. And remember, this is something that you're very, very excited for, but also very nervous. The question is this. Do you remember your first work presentation that you had to do in front of your colleagues? How did it go? Were your palms sweaty, knees weak, heart heavy? Did you freeze on the spot or own the whole room already? Or was it a total train wreck? Or did you start something legendary? So today's question, how did your first work presentation go?
Styles, hey, it's Michelle. You know when you by heart your speech and you're so confident that you're going to nail it at the office, and then when it comes time for your presentation, bam, aliens have zapped your brain and your head is blank and you can't even recall what the opening line is. Well, that happened to me on my first work presentation when nerves hit. Luckily, I went prepared with backup thumb cards, and also knowing my work-related stuff helped with not making myself a fool. And that's how I nailed my presentation.
Hey Styles, this is Tebogo from Pietermaritzburg. You know what? Having to do a presentation in the corporate space for the first time was one of the scariest ordeals of my life. And I think one of the reasons was because I left it very late. And now I was getting like new ideas and I was thinking, oh my goodness, I should have started this earlier. It felt like I was doing a last minute assignment for school, but it went well in the end. Even though I forgot a few things, no one knew.
Hi Styles, Kerry here from the Crest. So the first work presentation I ever did, it was actually quite fun. We had to act out a show on how we would treat clients and how we are in the office. It was extremely, extremely fun. I rocked it. After that presentation, everybody actually said I'm in the wrong industry. I should be in entertainment. But it was lovely. It was nerve-wracking, but once you dive in, you get comfortable, and then so much fun.
Styles, it's Celestia from the Bluff. Just to share my first presentation, I was actually training at the Hilton. I was doing a course and I set up everything, waited for everyone to arrive. And as I started the introduction, what had actually happened was I'd forgotten to switch over my laptop screen to the presentation. So the delegates were looking at my desktop on my laptop. It's a ridiculous photo of my family and us just being ourselves and pulling faces at some event that we had attended. And as I continued with my introduction, the audience just looked so confused. Some of them were like, you could see they had just lost interest and it just made it worse. I just fumbled on even the basic words. The whole introduction just went pear-shaped. And I felt so sick in my stomach. And then I just said to them, thank you. And then I said, I think it's time for tea. I actually just couldn't wait to open the door and just breathe and just have a cup of tea and then try again. And of course, after tea, when I walked back in, I looked at the screen, the projector at the top, and I realized what had happened. Thanks for a great show. Bye.
Andy, have you got a bit of a story?
Oh, the only thing I can think of is when we were in matric and we were doing our orals, and my Afrikaans teacher finally decided and accepted that she can give up on me. And she turned around and said, if you fail Afrikaans, you can still pass the year. And yeah, that's how I got my 30% in Afrikaans, man.
Nice, man. So you did, what's it, a woordeskatte?
I have no idea what
something
it's called.
Like, something along those lines.
I just kept repeating May Gansteling. That's the only word I remember.
Hi Styles, my name is Ayanda and I'm a midwife. I'm going to take it back a little bit. So at work, we don't actually do live presentations. We do in-service trainings. But I do remember when I was in college, I was always the one that was picked when it comes to doing presentations. And I'd be like, but why? They're like, no, you speak good English. So it always went well because they would always be like glued and intrigued by the way I speak. So yeah, I've always enjoyed that, and I was never nervous. I used to love it because I love talking in front of people. Thank you, Styles. Have a good show. Bye.
Good evening, Mr. Styles. This is Munasha from Mpangeni. So my first work presentation, I don't know if an audition counts as a work presentation. It was the most nerve-wracking thing ever. Like, in my life, I had never experienced that. Because firstly, I didn't know what a monologue is, which is what you're supposed to present. And so many other things which I wasn't aware of. You have judges in front of you and you're sweating. I just ended up saying two words and I got quiet. I got a blackout and it was a mess, man. But yeah, I didn't get it. But I got the experience now. I know what to do now.
This is East Coast Radio.